I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1834. That was the first time in United States history that a president called in federal troops to settle a labor dispute, and it certainly would not be the last. President Andrew Jackson ordered federal troops to quiet the workers on the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal. The workers were predominantly Irish, but also included Germans, Dutch, and African Americans. They were digging a canal along the route of the Potomac River, which had rapids that made it difficult to traverse. The primary purpose of the canal was to bring coal from the Allegheny Mountains to eastern port cities. The goal was to connect the ports to the Ohio River and Ohio Valley. Work on the project was grueling. Rocky ground made digging the canal extremely difficult. Workers labored 12 and even 15 hours a day. They often had to work in ditches with mud or water up to their waists. They lived in poor conditions in shanty towns along the canal route. In 1932, cholera swept through the work camps, leaving death in its wake. Work stoppages plagued the project, which had originally been conceived by George Washington. 10 different significant incidents of labor unrest occurred during the more than two decades the project was underway. Workers became fed up with hard labor, low wages, and dangerous conditions. Andrew Jackson sent in troops to stop the workers' rebellion. The C&O Canal never made it to the Ohio Valley. The coming of the railroad derailed the completion of the project 180 miles from its planned ending point. All was not lost, however, as the president's action to send in troops to suppress workers set a precedent that others would follow in the years ahead. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.